Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Tracy Winbush, and you're listening to Talk Connection with Tracy and Friends. And I have Jeff on the line with me, and I want you to give us a call today. The number here is 515-602-9695. And I want to talk about the world being upside down, and I want to know if you are right side up, and do you understand the difference? The church, the Grammys, balloons flying, leadership in our country, the beating of people, cops dying, kids crying, drugs flying. We have problems. And the church seems to be silent. I don't know where people are. And I've got Jeff. Are you there?
I am here.
Jeffrey Green, I've got Jeff Green with me, and he is one of my friends, and he's on the phone with me, and we want you to join us also on our phone lines. This is a conversation. All we ask is that you can disagree, but you be respectful in your disagreement. Jeff and I don't always agree, but we are also agreeable because we respect one another, and we're going to make sure that you do the same thing because iron sharpeneth iron. We can't all agree. And sometimes I'm right and sometimes I'm wrong. And we in the body of Christ have to continue the conversation and the discourse so that we can exalt the name of Jesus Christ in this marketplace and in this land. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Ooh, the world. You know, I'm doing good. God is good. The world's upside down. I'm in a flux, and I'm trying to find out where are the voices of America, because social media has drowned out a lot of voices that we normally hear. And so we think we're hearing everything and we're not hearing anything, and no one's getting the information that they should get. Do you think I'm right or wrong?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Nobody's getting the information because they don't want you to have the information, because they want one side rule. And that's safe for them. And if that's safe for them, then there's nothing that you're going to be, really doing anything unless you're ready to fight for your right to speak. Now, they've all but thrown out the Constitution. And so we're going to see where this is going to go, because they haven't been able to, how should I say, they haven't been able to fully shut the voices up. They almost have all the voices shut up.
They haven't shut them up. What they've done is they've neutralized them, Jeffrey. See, it's not that they're not speaking. They're the platforms that we once had were no longer there, and the people who were there are no longer being forceful with what they see, what they should be saying, in my opinion. Because
all true.
I want to get to the Grammys. I mean, Grammys. Last year's Super Bowl halftime show, the year before Super Bowl halftime show, the year before Super Bowl halftime show. This is not new and this is not different. And we actually brought George Clinton into the church. George Clinton didn't knock the door down. We've been shouting to George Clinton for a long time.
You Amen. Brought Snoop Dogg to the church.
Amen. Beyonce, you know,
he
you know
the
I
number
found out what
one
a body was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and music opens up the door. And we are musical people. We know that music, you know, music will cast out demons and drive demons in you. What?
Yeah, all of that. All of that. It's just how you said it. It was funny.
So when we come to church, and right now, people come to church for a good time, but they don't come to church for a good word.
Well, people don't want the word. When I hear the word and I'm contrary to it, I start repenting at that moment. Lord, help me, forgive me. Because I don't want to be contrary to you.
So now, Jeff, you are a musician.
Yep.
Your daughter's a musician. Your sister's a musician. Your sister-in-law is a musician. Your brother was a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother was a musician. So tell me. The spirit that you see driving the music today, because the lyrical content, and don't get me wrong, the rhythm, if you listen to Sam Smith's song Church, that's got a hook to it.
Oh, my
baby.
God.
That's got a bumper hook to it. If you listen to Beyonce's, you know, when she grafted Clark Sisters Higher inside of Drop It Like It's Hot Thotty song, it's got a hook to it. You know, we're the ones who brought Prince into the church inside of the rhythm section.
Right.
So how do we cast this devil out? Because now the church is mad because we have people like Maverick and Kirk Franklin going to the Grammys and sitting up inside of musical seminars they have aspired to, because we're all chasing a Grammy. We just may not be chasing God.
Right. Right. That is true. I mean, most people don't look at church as chasing after God. They look at church in the very parochial view that you come to church and you come sit down, shut up, and be quiet and listen to whatever they're saying from the front. And you do that every week to be obedient, and that's it. But if you're seeking God, you're seeking the right way. That's what you're doing.
So where in the world? I mean, look at where we are right now with the world. The church is not leading the world. The American church is definitely not leading anyone. Where are we?
Well,
and the Bible's fulfilling itself. Don't get me wrong. I mean, earthquakes, divers, places, upside down, right, wrong, right. Men lovers of themselves more than lovers. Oh, we getting it right. But Jesus,
you're looking at a macro level of Gideon's 300. Gideon had so many thousands of people. And so God gave him ways to separate them out. Our way of separating out the fakers was COVID. It wasn't us that did it. It was God that did it. He allowed it. He didn't cause it, but he allowed it.
And go back. But when you said, so slow that down, Jeff. You said COVID. What do you mean by that? What do you mean that COVID actually pulled the covers off of some things?
If we're supposed to be the hospital of all teachings and things like that, if we're supposed to be the salt and the light, and we're supposed to be the head and not the tail, how is it that we're not making the decisions? How is it?
So the other day,
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I was in the beauty shop the other day, and
uh-huh.
I was and they made me put a mask on in the beauty shop that I was in.
Oh wow!
And I said, in this vernacular, I said, "Ain't COVID over? I mean, it's an ongoing continuum." And I said, you know, it's like a cold, and you want to build up your immune system. And if I die, I die. I don't mind dying. And when I said that, it's almost like I took the air out of the room.
You did?
But I don't want to die. I said, I ain't in a rush. But it's just transitioning because I don't die in Christ Jesus. So what is there to fear?
Well, unfortunately for many of churches, and most, a whole lot of black churches, the Bible says even the fearful have their place in the lake of fire. So we've allowed, because of our ignorance, we've allowed a government that's playing big games to determine our efficacy in God. How many people got COVID and survived it?
You and I?
Well, if you got in and survived it, you have what's called natural immunity. So why the heck are all these people wearing masks and getting shots?
Jeff, I was talking to someone the other day, and they were telling me that they heard that breast cancer, going to get a mammogram so often, can actually hurt you because you can get too many to where it can cause cancer. And so that they were going to dial back on the cancer, you know, going to get mammograms. They weren't going to do it as frequently. They were going to start going back to self-checks and being a little bit more self-conscious. And I said, you know, that's a good idea. You know, everybody has to do what they have to do. But then in the same breath, they said, well, COVID oh, you know, we got to take a mask, we got to do this, we got to do that, because I'm like, do you hear what's going on and coming out of your mouth? Can we not be consistent with this? Either God is God over us and all, or he's God over none. You can't have faith in God and faith. Would you say, Jeff?
No, I was just going to add something to what you were saying.
Go ahead.
We don't believe in the supernatural of God. We believe, that's God. He's a good old boy, and he loves us. Jesus loves me. But after that, they have no real relationship with him. They don't read, study, or listen to his word during the week, but they listen to that TV screen tell them that, you know, that if you didn't get the shot, you're going to die. And it's turning out to be just the opposite, that a lot of people are dying because they got the shot. Now, they don't want us to say that.
You can say it out loud. We can say that here. That's why we're free. We're still in America in this land. The land of Tracy and friends is still free. This is free land. It's like the embassy. We still believe in the good old U.S. of A. The number here is 515-602-9695. Hey, new caller, you're on. How are you? 330-632, caller. Hello? Well, they're not saying anything just yet. I don't understand. Well, the number again is 330. What? The number here again is 515-602-9695. Caller, jump in when you feel like it. So, Jeff, I'm just looking at this because I'm watching. Tonight is the State of the Union. You mentioned the black church. And there's no white church, black church, Asian church, Middle Eastern church. There's only one body of Christ.
That's right.
And somehow the powers that be have splintered us so much to where we think that the church is separated. And I am bent on seeing how we can bring the body of Christ together as God intended, so the voice of God can be heard. We, as you said, are salt and light. That's the Bible. We should have a saltiness and a savory about our life that should attract people to come. Come unto God.
And we should. Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm saying, and in this new paradigm shift that we need to walk in, they need to see the Jesus that we know, the Jesus that I serve. I don't know which ones they serve, but the ones that I serve is good. He's God. He's great. And he does the supernatural.
Yeah, no doubt.
How do we get there?
God is the God of supernatural.
How do we get there? Where do we go? What do we do? Because I believe music opens up the door. The sound of the trumpet, the harps, come before its presence. With singing. And enter his courts with praise. Where is the sound of the church, of the people of God, in this barren land?
There's gone Christianity light. If you know, like there's light beer, Coke Zero, and all of that stuff. Well,
can't
this
be Jesus
Christianity.
Light.
Huh?
You can't be Jesus. How you going to be Jesus light?
Easy.
Can I get a Jesus light?
You know,
can't get no Jesus light.
That's exactly what it is.
I want to be Jesus light. No, you can't order Jesus light. There's only, you get the whole package. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, you get the full power of God. Do you not know? Do we not know who we are? We are the sons of God.
Yep.
440, your mic is on. How are you? Thanks for calling in. Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Fine. How are you? Hey,
doing
I wanted
good.
To talk to Stacy because she kept saying what's going on in the world. Well, I kind of know what's going on. I just wanted to, I could kind of talk to you about it or no?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. What's your name?
Okay. Well, you know, the problem is I think it goes to the pulpit. Pardon me, hon?
What is your name?
Oh, my name is Frank Enrico.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, hon. Hey, I wanted to say that people don't understand the problem. Most of the problem comes from the pulpit. Pastors are not calling out sin. And they did it. John the Baptist was called sin out, and they cut his head off. And these pastors are weak, and they're frightened because of the 501c1 license that they have. And they have allegiance to the government and to God, and you must choose who you're going to serve. They're not. Years ago, President Johnson, he was a senator in 54, he passed a law that a pastor cannot affiliate with a political party on the pulpit. So they silenced the church, and a lot of these pastors are afraid to say anything. It's because they're afraid they'll get IRS on them and all that. But the problem starts in the pulpit. If you go to a lot of these churches on election day, you've seen a bunch of Hillary stickers on their bumper stickers, and these are supposed to be Christian people. They had Obama on there. These people are evil people. But Christians are voting for wickedness, and they don't even know it because the pastors are not instructing them.
Wow. Jeffrey?
They know it.
Jeff, do they? Because I sat up last week, and I heard a woman by the name of Kimberly Ray out of Chicago.
Yeah, are you speaking to me, hon?
Yes, I'm talking to both of you. She's talking to, her name is Kimberly Ray, and she is a woman who is a powerful woman of God out of Chicago. And she was speaking on last Sunday, and her message was so dynamic. But what I couldn't comprehend is when the place that she was in, they vote Democrat and support Democrats 100% of the time. And I don't understand how you can preach that word and then go vote the opposite.
Absolutely. Well, it's because of the pastors on the pulpit. I'm being honest with you. Now, my church is called People's Baptist in Brunswick. Now, we formed a letter, and if I had your address, I'd like to send this to you. We're sending these to all the churches, telling the people. You ever heard of the Black Robe Regiment?
No, what is that?
Absolutely.
When America was being formed with our forefathers, pastors came off of the pulpit, formed a militia, and they went against the government, they went against the British and won our independence. But we don't see that today. There aren't any black. There are a few. You ever heard of Ernie Sanders? Pastor Ernie Sanders?
Yeah, I know Ernie Sanders.
Well, Pastor Ernie, he's the only guy I could say, there's a few other ones, don't get me wrong, that are actually calling sin out. Ernie's one of the best men around.
But let me see, they're calling sin out, they're not voting. This is my problem. They're calling sin. They call sin, sin.
Well, yeah, but they're not calling out the people by name, Stacy. You need to call these evil people out by name so the parishioners know that they're not to vote for these people.
I agree, because I am, and they say, well, Tracy, you're just a Republican, and I'm going, I'm not a Republican because I'm a Republican. I'm a Republican because the policy stands aligned with my value. And when you say
yes,
that you're going
they
to
do,
support
but you know what,
non-murder.
Honey, there's a lot of bad Republicans too, honey. There's a lot of they call them rhinos. They're really not rhinos. They're implants. The Democratic Party has been planting their people in the Republican Party for 40 years, and now they really got a hold on it.
Frank, can I tell you something, really?
I'd love to
let you think that the Democrats are that sophisticated that they could plant anything. They're not planting
them. Yes, I do. Yes, they're evil.
They're,
you remember one thing?
They're evil, but they're not that organized. So the plants are not there because, remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And
well,
so when
you know,
are
– you say
listen,
they're not organized.
Frank,
let me ask
Frank,
you this. How come nobody in there is saying anything? No Democrats are saying anything. Republicans are not organized that well.
Because
but the Democrats are.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
yes.
principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And what's happening is that when you are a slave to your flesh, you are a slave. See, there's no choice in what you do. You do whatever your master tells you.
Well, that's true. I agree with
and
you.
When,
yeah,
and when you were in sin,
God,
and when you were in
what
sin.
God tells you.
No. When you're in sin, you don't follow God. You follow
oh,
what
no,
you
I'm
do.
I'm saying if you have allegiance to God, if you have allegiance
and,
to God, that you,
and
you
we
are
have
trying
to
live a righteous life.
And,
yeah.
and it's not that these people are not living righteous lives. They don't, but the blinders that are on their eyes,
yeah.
because they have been ignorant. And remember, they
well,
put
let
a
me
lot
ask you
of,
this though. But let me ask you this, Stacy. If these pastors would call these people out by name, and let them know all through the year that what these bills are for and what they stand for, you know, politics belong on the pulpit, and these pastors are saying that we don't do politics. They're doing
they
that because they're scared.
Again, fear. And we've got to stop
fear,
the fear.
Yeah.
And because remember,
yeah.
God has not given us a spirit of fear. And
that's
we
right.
and not every
love
and let me
and
see this also.
Mind.
Remember, a lot of people are working out of ignorance because a lot of people who are in the pulpit should not be there.
Absolutely. Boy, you said that right. Well, you know, in Malachi it talks about two kinds of pastors. He said there are shepherds that are called by God, and then there are hirelings. The hireling is the person that takes the office, and he gets whatever the office can offer him. But he's
That's
really
right.
not a pastor. He's
this,
a fake.
But this is the issue also. A lot of people don't know the difference. And we've got to pray so that we – because remember,
yeah.
bad preachers teach bad preachers how to be bad preachers. And some things
yeah.
are done by tradition. You know, if you at one time, if you went into a church and said, I'm called, they automatically made you a pastor. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. you're doing that today all over.
I mean, you
we got
go for,
more, we
and,
got
and
more
remember,
hirelings on pulpits than we have past shepherds.
And remember, a fivefold ministry is not necessarily taught by every church, and because we've gotten into denominations, which is separation outside of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we've got
That's
to come
a major
back
part.
What'd you say, Jeff?
Yeah.
That is a major part of why the church is weak.
The denomination.
We have the Catholicism view or organization, pastor being the lead, and then there's nobody else beside. There's no teacher unless it's the pastor. There's no evangelist unless it's the pastor. And those offices are offices that God gave to the church. And
just,
we don't
just
have
like
our church.
Arm?
Huh?
Hey, I'm listening. Yeah, I'm listening.
Just
yeah.
like legs, feet, and arms.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you know
because it says that those gifts.
Okay, Frank, hold
wait
on.
Wait a minute.
Frank, hold on. I want Jeff to finish his part, his thought.
Okay, go ahead.
It says those gifts are given to the church for the perfection of the saints. So how are you getting perfected or matured is what it means. When you only have one voice speaking, that's the problem.
Yeah.
And so therefore, one voice in the church can stop calling out sin, and nobody else is going to do it because they don't have the authority in that church to do it.
Well, that's true, too. But, you know, another thing, too, I think that's caused a lot of problem in the world also is when they got out of the King James Bible. And all these other Bibles came off of the Catholic text, which was a corrupt text back in 350 A.D. It was called the Alexandrian text. And they altered the word in order to get copyrights. So you have to, if you get a revised version of a Bible, like the NIV is one of the most corrupt Bibles there is. And one of the women on the board was actually a lesbian. But they have to alter the word enough, 10% or 15%, to get new copyrights. So they got to change the word. The meanings of these Bibles don't mean
right.
what the King James does.
Let me
the
say
King
this.
James is the only.
Right.
It's called the only receipt text. It came out of the Textus Receptus. All the other ones came out of that Catholic Bible, which was corrupt back in 350 A.D. If you do
right.
some homework on that, you'll see that.
Let
and
me
this
say
is
this,
another reason why these pastors and a lot of this stuff is being allowed in the church, like homosexuality.
Frank,
Catholic Church,
Frank,
they're going to allow that
I
in
agree.
The Catholic Church.
Listen
You'll
here.
See that.
But listen here. We agree with that. But right now, we've got to get people to say, I need to come to Jesus. And when we come
well,
to Jesus,
that's true.
Let me get this out. When we come to Jesus, the Bible says he comes with power, which is the word of truth. And you become an adopted son of God, daughter of God. And he will lead and guide you into all truth. And so if we get people to the word of God, which is Jesus, and show them the love of God, God will navigate their way. The problem that we have is that we want to guide them and we want to lead them and we want to shepherd them our way. And we're all different.
Yeah, we are. I understand what you're doing, Stacey, and I love you.
I'm not trying to soften it. But what I'm trying to say is, if you teach the word of God, see, the word will never return void. The truth is the truth, whether you like it or
not.
And it is time for us to teach the truth. And what's happening is we are not teaching the truth. So now that I hear about the NIV, then I'll go study about the NIV. But until that
all those Bibles that's not
that's
a
right.
King James came
listen,
off of the Catholic Church. And you'll see
listen,
that, a Catholic
I
Bible.
Agree, listen, I agree with you. And we get so deep in it, but we make it so convoluted that to where I just need for you to get to Jesus. The pure, simplest form. And then if you get to an NIV, a Message Bible, an American Standard, whatever it takes, because Jesus will get you to the NIV. Because it's Jesus that we need to know. The Word of God comes by hearing.
Yeah.
And hearing by the Word of God. And you have preachers who teach from,
hearing comes,
as you
faith
said.
Comes by hearing, yes.
And
you know what? There's you ever heard of Douglas Stauffer? He wrote the book King James Stands Alone. It's still out there. You can get it. It shows you cross references how they totally corrupted the other Bibles, all these new Bibles.
I have a question
King
for you.
James Stands Alone. That's by Douglas
Stauffer. I have a question for you, and I agree with you. And I'm not disagreeing, and I'm not saying, because what you're saying is correct. I am a King James Version girl.
Good.
And I may read other interpretations for clarity, but I study inside King James. That is the inerrant word of God for my life.
Amen. It's absolutely the best English
but
translation
of
life.
I also study the Greek and the Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back because, remember, you've got to dig deeper, and that goes with journey and that goes with information. But I also want to know, it's like the Lord's Prayer. Most people don't realize that someone has changed the word in the Lord's Prayer from in to on.
Mm. That's interesting.
Look in your Bible.
Okay.
And look at what you
said. I will.
Say.
That's in, I think it's in Matthew, isn't it?
Matthew 6.
Yeah.
We don't understand that, remember, the seventh day is still the Sabbath day, whether you like it or not. And that
Absolutely.
Came before in the garden. So that means seven. That's Saturday still. So you can do Sunday all you want, but seven is still Sabbath.
Yeah.
Well, I'm lost on the in and on.
In most people, when they recite the Lord's Prayer, they say on earth, but the actual word in the Bible is in.
In earth. Okay, that's interesting. I asked my
when
pastor,
I read that,
and
said,
"Wow!"
And everywhere that you see it in everywhere that you see it printed, it says on. And everywhere you see it in publication, it says on. But if you look inside your Bible, it says in. And when God brought me to that revelation, I said, and he said, you know there's a difference between in and on, right?
Oh, absolutely. Words have meaning. They definitely do. That's right.
And that's why. And
well,
I want to say this before you go. That's why everyone should have a paper Bible. I know that a lot of people right now are using their phone as their Bible, but you need to have a paper Bible where it does not change.
Right.
You need to have a King James
Version
Bible
in
your
home. We do. Our church, everybody has a Bible. We don't have any monitors in our church. Monitors discourage people from reading the Bible. You go to a church with all these monitors, and they got these screens, and they got all the scriptures on the screens. It discourages a person in there to read their Bible, and they won't even bring it to church. So most churches, even around here, they don't carry a Bible because the monitors. And if you don't have your Bible with you on Sunday, more than likely you're not reading it during the week either.
Well, I'm not going to say that we don't have monitors in the church, but I will say this. Everyone, please make sure you have a printed version of the King James Bible in your home accessible to you. As you become born again, if you're a new born again believer, and I know that you download all of your tools online, and I'm an online, you know, Bible user and studier, and thank God I don't have to have that many books anymore. But you need to have the Word of God, because you can change the digital. You can't change the printed word.
That's absolutely right. Another thing, too, the King James Bible. King James, he had put no copyrights on the King James Bible. That's why it stands today as it stood since, what was it, 1611.
And Frank, thanks for calling in and talking about the King James Bible.
Thank you,
hon.
God bless you. Yeah, God bless you,
too.
Stacey.
You know, bye-bye. Jeff, we need to do a show on the history of the Bible.
You too, Jeff. Yeah, God bless you guys.
Thank you. But Tracy?
Bye-bye. Yes, sir.
Tracy?
Yeah.
We can say that, and it's there's a lot of stuff in the King James, a few things I should say, key scriptures that didn't make it into many other translations, and that is true.
That is true.
But let's talk about this. King James was a flaming homosexual.
That's true.
And so people, you know, when you're he's the only good one, and if that don't say he's the only one.
All
sin, but I'm saying that's not the only good translation of the Bible, because you have the original Greek. And Aramaic and all of those things that are very viable and are very accurate, even more accurate than what a King James is, because King James had to take a language that wasn't his language and try to interpret it into English words. So therefore, we got some really bad interpretations in English on any Bible. Because of that right there.
But you know, Jeff, this is where I come in, and this is what I say. Jesus, the Word of God, gives you revelation of his word. And because it is supernatural, our relationship with God doesn't give you any interpretation outside of the Word of God, but it will give you new revelation in the new dispensation of time. And God will give you what you need in the version that you read.
He will. That's the whole thing. The Spirit of God is it's what we have that keeps us going. Because if we didn't have a paper Bible to read, which the so many centuries of the first church did not have. They didn't have a Bible to read.
They had some
writings. They had some this, that, and other. But the Holy Ghost gave them revelation. And why don't we have that now? Because we don't have the church set up where the Holy Ghost can work through the different gifts to bring about stability.
Well, you know, Jeff, to have the Holy Ghost work, that means you have to be out of control.
Well, yes and no.
No, really? Because, I mean, you've got to understand, when the Holy Ghost moves, you've got to let him move, and a lot of us don't get out the way to let him move.
Well, this is true, too, but those once again, are those empty clouds that we hear about in the Bible. If a Texan was saying it, he'd say he's all hat and no cattle. And so, you know, that's what you're trying to look at, because the bottom line is you don't have a good place where everybody's operating, mostly. There's a remnant that does. But a lot of people are not in that realm that we need to be in. Let's put it that way.
Let me ask this. are they not operating in that realm because God doesn't want them to be operating there, or because they won't get in the place of operation?
Because they won't get in the place of operation.
So now here we go. As we go to, because I'm talking about, I started with music, and we've gotten into the Bible. And they work, they coincide, because the lyrics of the Word of God should become a psalm for you to sing.
Okay.
That should be your song all day long, because you're supposed to be meditating on the Word of God, walking in the Spirit. And the Bible says to sing spiritual songs and spirit songs in the Spirit and songs in the, with the understanding. And in doing so, and learning how to do that, and operating in that, and when we go into worship now, and when we go into gospel music, and when we go into the music that we listen to, are we really seeking after the supernatural God to meet him and our needs, or are we just trying to get a feel-good moment?
I think you're trying to do both, but you don't know what it takes to get the whole shooting match. You know, if one giveth, one plants, one waters, but God gives the increase, why do you only have the one that is trying to plant? Who's doing the watering? And God is going to try to increase it in any way. He knows his people are out of order. He doesn't hate them because they're out of order. He's just trying to get the church to be in order.
Jeff, I see God posturing the body right now, because I see a new generation coming. And I'm believing, and I know that they're going to hopefully correct some of the mistakes of the last century. And they're going to enhance on the good of the last century. Because this is really the first generation of Americans where a good portion of the population can read for themselves.
Okay.
And so people can study the Word of God, and they can begin to exercise their mind if we can get them to turn off their electronic media.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. Hey, but the way the resident is going, we might not have enough power to keep the electronics going.
Listen, the president of the United States, he is on a mission that I'm not even quite sure he knows that he's on. Because he let a balloon go all the way through Alaska, across Canada, come across the United States of America, and say, oh, I think we'll shoot it down now that it's in the Atlantic Ocean. Mission accomplished.
What's he going to say?
He said
What's he going to freaking do?
He said the weather balloon was a bus that was traveling, and he didn't want a conflict and hurt anybody.
Three buses. Three buses.
And then
it was the size of a two-story building. And we stupid. We people here in the United States are stupid if we go for that. He's going to lie about it tonight.
Oh, it happened before.
It
was up there when Trump was in office, and he let it pass by.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said, oh, okay.
And don't nobody know nothing about it.
No one knows anything. Oh, but the intelligence said it was there, and I said, okay. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And people believe it.
They should not believe it.
They believe it. They take it as, I mean, do we understand that we are being duped and people are eating this as truth? I'm trying to tell y'all, the Grammys were insane the other night. I didn't watch the whole thing because that's stupid, but really? how can you be singing about that much church and then think these people go to church and then get mad when they ain't? You really? You can't be grinding all over the floor.
Did you see the devil worship stuff?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You can't be, you know, you can't be dropping it like a thottie and say I'm going to church as hottie and then say thank God too. Come on now, I'm not knocking who's what you do, but really?
It was something to see, no doubt about it.
And I'm saying, and our young
that
people,
was
Jeffrey,
something to see.
Our young people, what are we teaching them? You remember the impressionable eyes, little kids, grandbabies. Lord Jesus, really? Binary? You know, Sam Smith, we celebrate Jennifer Hudson like she's a new rock star. She's got a little TV show, and she's doing whatever she – and that is not. So she got the church on there. She got the world on there. And there's no separation anywhere. Don't get me wrong. I think we all treat everyone the same.
Well, I don't. I don't at all. The Bible says that we should prefer our brothers above all others. So,
okay.
No, I don't think we should treat everybody the same. But especially those that promote rabid sin. I didn't say people that have fallen into a fault. I'm talking about those that are demanding.
Just how does 1%, 2%, 3% of a population demand that I call them queer nation and cheer for them more than I cheer for God?
Because because good men have remained silent. Plain and simple. Plain and simple, Tracy. Good men have remained silent.
Do we understand that we are losing our men? They are emasculating our men every day. Do we understand if you lose a seed, what you lose? Black
no.
Women. Do you understand what happens when women control your nation? How soft you become? Right now, the NFL is getting ready to become flag football. I'm serious.
Pretty much.
The man called for his mama as he was getting his behind whipped. Men don't call for their mama. I don't care how where she lives next door. You call for Jesus, you call God, you call something, but you don't call for your mama. And Jeff, if we don't strengthen our warrior class, our men, who's going to guide us? Who's going to lead us?
We got issues, Trace. That's all I can say. We have some very big issues. But God, there is a remnant of people that is out here that is seeing the truth. And you see a little bit of it every now and then. But mostly, no. mostly people are not getting it.
We've got to get it.
So it says
we got to get it. And Jesus is coming, but he may not come today.
Straight is the gate, narrow is the path that leads to on high. But what was the end verse of that?
But in the earth.
But few there be that find it.
That's what it said.
It says it.
I pray that those that are listening to us are getting information and getting informed and enjoying our conversation, and we appreciate you tuning in to WHKW. Write our number down, 515-602-9695. I'm Tracy Windlish. Jeff Green is with me today. Next week we'll be back. But this is important, conversation, engagement, learning what WHKW does in 1220 is still important every day. So please support them and the people that support them and their sponsors. It's important that we keep good Christian and people talking on the radio.
Absolutely.
Don't let this art be lost. We need for you to engage with us. We need for you to tell us that we're crazy. And we need to fight today and then come back and love tomorrow. And our young people need to see us engage in debate. So, Jeff, as we go forward, I'm quite sure we'll go have to take our gloves off because we haven't had a good spat in a while.
But, Tracy, we haven't had a difference in a while because everything to the left is so freaking crazy. That we're both on the same side, regardless of whether we agree on every point or not. That's the thing.
Jeff, they got something called NOM now because they don't want to call NAMLA and the boy on man on. Jeff, do it, Lord Jesus.
And how long ago was telling people about NAMLA?
Oh,
Ken Blackwell was in office with.
Is right. Yes, we were talking about NAMLA. Yes, we were. Man on
NAMLA. That's right.
Yes, and we need to consent
North
because
American
they have not
man,
gone
boy,
anywhere.
Love Association.
They have not gone anywhere. This, you know,
no.
Things are going on, and we need to keep our eyes open, and we need to talk about sending our kids into the educational system, how you have to indoctrinate them before they even go in. Because the first thing they learn is that God is not real. And that's got to
you
stop.
You are absolutely correct.
These are our children. And our children have to know the way.
And the truth and the light.
I heard.
And Lord, forgive us.
Yes, Lord. God, forgive us for what we did not do. Did not know and
absolutely.
For our ignorance. In Jesus' name.
Jesus'
forgive
name.
Us all. Because, God, we need to be forgiven, but, God, we need you. In everything that we do, we ask you to cover everyone under the sound of our voice as we close out our program today. God bless the engineers and the people that work with our station, everyone that is involved with our show. God, take care of the people that listen to our stations in the Salem Communications. God, take care of this country. God, bless us. Forgive us, Jesus. Strengthen us and guide us. Keep us. Oh, God, cover our men. Make them strong again. Make them men of the house. God, put women into order. God, allow our children to become children again. Innocent. In the name of Jesus, reconstruct our families. Our families, God, cover our seniors. God, help them with their co-pays and help them with their navigation and their pain management. God, everything is so complicated right now. Oh, God, give us to know where to go to find what we need. God, eggs are $6 a gallon, $6 a dozen, and milk is going up. Help us, Jesus. Because they're not being honest with the people. So help us to know where to go so that we're always informed. God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. We agree.
Amen.
And that prayer touched the people in all over.
And God bless Turkey and the families there.
Oh, yes.
In Syria. In Jesus' name, we'll see you guys next week. God bless and have a good day.
Thank you, Trace. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff.